Good evening, hello, konnichiwa, to wherever you are. This is a special edition of the Steph's Voice for You broadcast, New Year's Eve edition. Just a few minutes of chatting about goals and to give you a few iPod apps of the day, which can help you stay organized and make some progress on those goals. So 2011 can be a blindingly fantastic year for everybody. Okay, that was the sound of me tearing up my New Year's resolutions. I'm going for goals instead. 2011 is the year to forget resolutions and go for goals. That's going to be my motto anyhow. Okay, it's time to make our goals list, maybe put some lines down and figure out what we need to do and what resources we need and what help we're going to be needing. So, I've been turning to my trusty iPod, and I've come up with a couple of apps that might be kind of handy to get you started. They'll be getting me started anyhow. Okay, the first app is the Simple Mind Mind Mapping app. This is a really good way to get an overview of your goals, and then you break down visually what you need to do step by step, or it can be just a general overview. It doesn't have to be like every little point you want to do. And you can get a choice of colors and designs for the mind mapping. So you can kind of make it so that it's really easy just at a glance to see where you are and what you need to do. Then we've got your goals, but how about some dinero?
Cash Tracker. This is an app for budgeting and keeping track of what you're spending and your expenses throughout the year. It's really easy to use. You just in the course of your day, you usually get receipts for the things that you buy. Then when you come home, you just enter them all into your little cash tracker app, and it helps you to keep on top of what you're spending, what expenses you have, and where all that cappuccino money is going.
The next one that I like to use that I learned from a friend of mine is called ShopShop. This is like a really cool app for making to-do lists and organizing yourself. Then there's a facility on the ShopShop that you can draw a line through the item when you're done, so you can keep track of what you're doing. One of the sources that I use for inspiration, they recommend that you just limit yourself to about like 6 tasks a day. That way you don't get yourself all in the muddle. So I put my 6 tasks on here, or to-do list, call it what you will, and then take them off as they are done. And you can make the ShopShop page different colors. You can have a couple of different lists depending on what projects you're working on. So that's working really good for me for keeping myself organized. I've been using it, wow, almost a year, so it's workable and doable. And I will carry on using it. Then the next app that I use, which may or may not be helpful for you, it's really pretty. So if you're into pretty, this is a good one. It's called WinBell Diary. You can use it for whatever projects you're working on or for your whatever's particular to your occupation or your goal. In my case, in the case of voice acting, I use the WinBell Diary to keep track of auditions and what progress I'm making. But you can adapt it to anything. If I even get an idea that there's someone that I want to propose or something, I'll just make a little note in the WinBell Diary. Then I can go back later on and flesh it out, get on the internet and do some research and carry on. You can even add pictures to this WinBell Diary, so then it becomes like goal mapping, or some people call it treasure mapping, making pictures of things you want to accomplish in your life to inspire you. Keeping track of goals and projects and making adjustments, to me, I think is really important. Plus, having a place to put all these various little bits of business, bits of information, business leads that we come across, other than writing it on little scraps of paper. I use journals for that as well. 2 journals that I really, really like, really super ones. They let you enter written notes, photos, and voice memos. So it's like having a giant expandable Pendaflex file on your iPod. They're really handy. One is called Moment Diary, and the other is called All In Notes. The voice memo bit is really good for when you get an idea or you're out and about and you see something but you don't have a pen handy on you to take a note, or it's just not convenient to stop and write yourself a note. You just speak this into your journal and then you can flesh out the idea later. Then, another thing for at least I'll be using consistently to keep on my goals versus resolutions is listening to inspirational podcasts. I want to give a shout out here to two really good inspirational podcasts that I found out about and have been listening to in 2010, and I definitely plan on continuing to do so because it kind of keeps me on track when I need some inspiration. Just right on the iPod, there is my podcast. Put on the earphones and I'm away. One is called the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. They've got lots of talks and hints from leaders in the business field on social networking, how to do it properly, time management, friendships. I think they have some money management stuff on there as well, all kinds of things. They had a guy on who was on the Dragon's Den named Levi, who came up with the sauce. He was on there talking about his experiences in developing that sauce and what led him to get onto the Dragon's Den, because he thought, oh, this is a joke, me on the Dragon's Den. But his son said, Dad, go for it. So with his family's encouragement, he went forward, and the rest, as they say, is history. So they have that kind of quality of person on the podcast network who can kind of keep our spirits up and keep us moving ahead when we've hit a little block, or even when we're on top, just want to stay there. The other favorite inspirational podcast that I have is called Morning Coach. And I think their website is www.morningcoach.com. But they do have a podcast on iTunes, and they also have an app that you can listen to the podcasts via the app. So wherever you are, you don't have to be on your netbook or your laptop. You can just plug in on your iPhone or your iPod or your iPad. This is called Morning Coach. They have daily 15-minute motivational, inspirational podcasts. Then, to go with that, they have a follow-through system on their website. It incorporates gratitude lists. You fill it out every day, just listing any number of things that you might be grateful for. I do that, and sometimes I also have on my iPod another journal, which I make my gratitude daily list, because sometimes I can't get onto the computer because I'm a bit busy, but I always have my iPod on me. Anyhow, this website, Morning Coach's website, has the gratitude list, goal list, a journaling facility, and so on. This Entrepreneur Podcast Network app is free, I think. I think it's still free. It was free when I got it. And then this Morning Coach one, there's a membership fee to get onto that one. They do have a freebie, I think, every Monday morning you can listen. But if you want to do like the everyday thing, they have different levels of membership. But you can find both of these easily enough on iTunes in the podcast directory. So those are just a couple of the tools that I'm going to be using to keep myself on track in 2011. And if any of them are interesting to you, please take advantage and check them out. Or if you have some suggestions, some things that you use to keep yourself on track, please just send us an email or give us a review on the iTunes facility. Steph's Voice 4, number 4, you broadcast. And I'll be back next week with my regular podcast series. So happy new year to everyone. And now it's about time to go out to the pubs and celebrate. Happy New Year! Bye!
You've been listening to the Steph's Voice for You broadcast. You can review us and subscribe on iTunes. Our website is http://, or if you're in America, www.steffsvoice4, that's number 4, U, that's the letter U, .co.uk. Steffsvoiceforyou.co.uk. See you next time.